When it comes to problems like urban blight and public health, we hope that our politicians and scientists will think creatively. But we don't generally turn to artists. Mel Chin wants to be that go-to artist guy.
People talk about inspiration, and I speak of it as being compelled by something so tragic.
Mel Chin is a conceptual artist who's spent a lot of his career doing projects like reclaiming toxic landfills and abandoned buildings. Lately, it is New Orleans he's worried about, and the problem is one that predates Katrina. It's the toxic levels of lead in the soil. Cleaning up a problem like this is always a huge undertaking, but Mel Chin thinks he knows how to tackle it. In New Orleans, Eve Abrams has the story.
In my neighborhood, the lead content in the soil is 1,700 parts per million, more than four times what the EPA considers hazardous. For years, studies have shown high levels of lead in soil leads to health problems and learning disabilities, which in turn lead to bad behavior and crime. I asked scientist Howard Milkey about it. He's one of the world's top lead experts.
When a child is playing outside, they're touching the ground. And for a very young child, they're also putting their hands in their mouth. So they have a direct pathway of materials from the ground into the mouth.
A few years ago, Milkey got a call from Mel Chin. He asked how much it would cost to make the soil in New Orleans safe for kids.
When I heard the levels were so high that 30% of the inner city childhood population of New Orleans was essentially blood poisoned before Katrina, and that nothing had been allocated since Katrina, that's where the project was born.
Then Chin asked Milkey to run the numbers.
You know, we made some calculations. How much would it cost to fix the city of New Orleans? And I said, based on the work we've done, it would come up to something on the order of $300 million. And his response was, there's no way I can find that kind of money, but I think we can make that money. And to my knowledge, that's the start of Fundred Project.
He said Fundred, not Hundred. What Chin is doing is making currency. These aren't counterfeit bills. They're more like monopoly money. Chin's plan is to make 300 million Fundred dollars and exchange them for 300 million real dollars, the amount it will take to make New Orleans soil safe.
Benjamin Franklin, who's on the real $100 bill, has been taken away. Here's a blank spot, so you can put whoever you want there.
Chin isn't making the Fundreds himself. He's asking kids to do it. At the Lafayette Charter Academy, I watched a class of fourth graders learn how to be part of the project.
I put Martin Luther King in the center of the bill because he fought for our civil rights.
I put the ocean because they were talking about an oil spill on TV.
In the picture, I have a picture of me.
I got Barack Obama in the center, and I got an American flag at the back.
I feel like a real dollar bill,
but it's not.
It's going to be.
Once they're made, where do you keep $100 bills? In a bank vault, of course. So in order to get the community even more involved, Chin actually built one in St. Rock. It's a working-class neighborhood, a little rough around the edges, and no stranger to crime.
Good morning. How you doing? Welcome to the safe house.
Charlene Miller lives across the street. She volunteers at the safe house every weekend.
I was like, wow, amazed. Like, every day I came out to watch them build it and fix it up.
Did you wonder what was going on?
Yeah, I did. I asked the artist himself, Mel Chin, and he told me day by day, step by step, every move they made, he informed me on it. He's trying to get $3 million $100 bills to bring the Congress exchange for a real $100 bill to clean up the lead around New Orleans.
The safe house really stands out on the block. It sits on a row of dilapidated and flood-damaged houses. People stop all the time to look at it. It's the safe house door that draws them in first. It's 10 feet tall and round, just like a bank vault.
It is maybe a little bit oversized to have more drama, but it certainly is representative of how they function. See, these pins can go in and out. And this is stainless steel. It has the same hinge system and metallic hinge system within.
So do you close the vault at night?
Of course. We have to protect the drawings.
There's lead in the soil. We didn't put it there. That's the thing we wouldn't do.
One day when I get to the safe house, David Nackery was sitting outside, playing a song he'd just written, inspired by Mel's project.
To the safe house, $100 bills. When we get 3 million, we'll take them to Capitol Hill.
Inside the safe house, past thousands of fundreds tacked floor to ceiling on the walls, Mel and I look at the lead map, which uses shades of red to indicate levels of contamination. The map is really red. How can Mel's project solve a problem this big?
Yeah, it's pretty intense. It's 86,000 properties. But I wouldn't do this unless I'm quite pragmatic. We are determined to convey this, that there is a problem. We will deliver the concept that there is a problem in the soil. We'll deliver a process that can transform that. We'll deliver the voices and seek the possibility of equal exchange, if not of actual money, of services that existing monies are being put into.
Mel's project operates on a lot of levels. He has people around the country making fundreds. He's built a gallery, the Safe House, to display them. And he's gathered a team of scientists to come up with a realistic plan for how to fix the soil. He's even gotten some real money from grants to help the project along. But his vision doesn't stop there.
New Orleans, the city that has been destroyed, could be the rescue city. What are you going to rescue? You rescue Detroit, Chicago, Providence, Baltimore, Joplin, El Paso, Indianapolis.
And Howard Milkey, the lead scientist, thinks Mel's project might really have a shot.
It's going to take a lot of different abilities and skills, and he is such a giant in terms of his creative processes. He's a very outgoing, gregarious type of soul. I'm much more introverted, and, you know, I work in this little office with four walls around me and just enough space to sort of get a log and a computer, and I'm not in the same category that Mel Chen is. I admire him enormously.
With the lead before it kills us dead, here's something you can
do. For Studio 360, I'm Eve Abrams.
Bring to the safe house $100 bills. When we get 3 million, we'll take them to Capitol Hill.
You can see some fundreads and download the template to design your own at studio360.org.
Power of art, we'll all do our part to help our cities renew. Our kids will lead the way to a brand new day to help our cities renew.